People across the country took part in protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline on Tuesday, November 15th. The event, billed as a National Day of Action, included events in Rapid City, Sioux Falls, as well as major cities across the country. Demonstrators are calling for a halt to construction of the pipeline. The Army Corps of Engineers says it needs more time to study the project before it permits the company to cross under the Missouri River. Pipeline proponents are hopeful that President-elect Donald Trump will push to see the project completed. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the story.
A group of about 80 demonstrators gather at the corner of 5th and St. Anne in Rapid City. The demonstrators say they stand in solidarity with self-described water protectors camping out near the Standing Rock Reservation. In the afternoon, demonstrators move to march around the Wells Fargo building in downtown Rapid City. Environmentalists are singling out banks like Wells Fargo, which they say are funding the pipeline. Larie Puryear is an Oglala Lakota who lives in Rapid City. She helped organize the Day of Action. She says demonstrators want customers who oppose the pipeline to close their accounts with Wells Fargo.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is honestly only one instance of global indigenous resistance to continued colonization and capitalism that targets indigenous communities specifically. And so I think it's amazing that it's gotten this kind of global attention. And our people here have been resisting this for a long time. My people, the Lakota people specifically, their livelihood has always depended on the Missouri River.
On Monday, the Army Corps of Engineers released a statement saying they needed more time to study the land and gather input from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe before allowing the pipeline to cross under a Missouri River reservoir. Craig Stevens is with the Maine Coalition, which is in support of the Dakota Access Pipeline. He calls the Corps' request for a delay a political decision. Stevens says President Barack Obama has a duty to approve the final easement.
The Army Corps of Engineers fully did its job, and over the course of the last 800 days, 55 tribes were consulted nearly 400 times over the course of those 2.5 years. And they did everything right, and that's exactly what the federal court has said, and it's actually what the Army Corps' full and thorough review of its work said. So the president really has the obligation to write this easement.
Stephen says he's hopeful about the outcome of the pipeline with President-elect Donald Trump set to take office. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.